Mayor Sales Belton says she received the phone call this weekend from Bonsignore with the news of the Honeywell Allied Signal merger plans. She says Bonsignore promised her the company will make good on charitable giving commitments, but after that, she says, there are no guarantees.
Nothing's promised. Nothing's ever promised. And I don't expect that I could get Michael to sign a piece of paper that says for the next 100 years there'll be no change. That's not realistic.
Besides $7 million a year in charitable giving, Honeywell loans executives to neighborhood and community groups. Sales Belton says Bonsignore told her 300 of the executives will be either transferred or let go as a result of the proposed merger. Arguably, none of the losses will be felt as deeply as Bonsignore, who also moves east with the headquarters. Joe Salvaggio, the founder of Project for Pride in Living, one of Minneapolis's largest nonprofit development groups, remembers how Honeywell stepped up its community activism 4 years ago, when gang-related killings sent Minneapolis's homicide rate to a record high.
Bonsignore in particular has gotten out there and got concerned when we got our bad image of Murderapolis and wanted to do something, became close to the mayor and close to the county commissioner McLaughlin and other key people at Alina and Abbott Northwestern.
Abbott Northwestern Hospital, owned by Alina, is a partner with Honeywell and others in a neighborhood anti-crime program. The two companies are also helping pay for the removal of blighted property on two blocks in the Phillips neighborhood. They're building 52 units of new housing on the land, which is behind Honeywell's headquarters. Deanna Foster, the executive director of St. Joseph's Hope Community, a smaller Phillips neighborhood housing project, says the program has given the neighborhood hope.
People are really beginning to think, maybe we can, in partnership, turn something around. And so there are a lot of little things going on, but Honeywell and Alina have anchored that.
Less visible is Honeywell's program to train neighborhood residents for work. Phillips is the city's largest and most populous neighborhood, and its residents, collectively, are the city's poorest. Sales Belton says she doesn't yet know the fate of the new VISTA program run by Honeywell for poor single mothers at its corporate headquarters.
And these mothers are doing very well in that campus, getting their high school diplomas, and many of them going on to post-secondary educational experiences. And it was started by the former CEO, Dr. Jim Rainier. Wonderful program. And so we'll want to know that program will continue to enjoy space in the headquarters.
Joe Salvaggio says the way to keep Honeywell involved in Minneapolis is to lobby the new company to keep high-powered executives at the remaining division.
So if they put some powerful executives and operational divisions there, it will keep the jobs there, and they have to then be concerned about their neighborhood, because their customers will be visiting and their executives and managers will be housed there.
Deanna Foster's father was a Honeywell employee when she was a child. She lives four blocks from the company headquarters. She was among those who spent 2.5 decades protesting Honeywell's manufacture of cluster bombs and other weapons of war. Honeywell shed its weapons manufacturing 9 years ago with the spinoff of a new company, Alliant Tech Systems. Foster says Honeywell has a responsibility to the city regardless of where it keeps its headquarters.
This isn't just a throwaway community for them. We have nurtured their whole company from the beginning, and they can't just abandon this city and this neighborhood.
Honeywell's proposed merger with Allied Signal may open up some prime Minneapolis office space. The sprawling red brick complex with hundreds of parking spaces and a large park next to 35W in South Minneapolis will still house some Honeywell executives. But in 2 years, when the dust from the proposed merger settles, there'll be at least 1,000 fewer Honeywell employees in Minneapolis. Sales Belton says Honeywell is willing to donate some of the office space to nonprofit organizations. She says she invited the Minnetonka-based Alina company to consider moving into the space. An Alina spokeswoman says it's too early to comment on the company's plans. Dan Olson, Minnesota Public Radio.